You are listening to Ellensburg community radio for Ellensburg and beyond. Welcome to Master Gardener Gardening Tips, gardening solutions at your fingertips with WSU Kittitas County Master Gardeners.
My name is Dawn Marie, and I'm with the Kittitas County Master Gardeners Program. Today we'll talk about tips for strips, a guide for creating a beautiful water-wise, low-maintenance planting strip. The planting strip is that narrow strip of lawn between the sidewalk and the street. It buffers the walkers from traffic, and it provides the foundation for beautiful, tree-lined streets. But this strip can be a challenge for property owners to maintain. It's too hot, too rocky, and too hard to water without watering pedestrians and parked cars as well. Why not try something different with this space? Through xeriscaping, you can convert the water-wasting grassy strip or weed patch into a low-maintenance island of color. Here are some things to consider. Measure and monitor. Figure the square footage by multiplying the strip length by width. Make note of site characteristics, the proportion of sun, shade, soil quality, and the amount of foot traffic. Make a plan. Determine the number and size of plants needed, keeping city ordinance in mind. Consider whether to include street trees and non-plant materials such as stepping stones. Select the plants. Choose the plants appropriate for the site. Use a mix of drought-tolerant evergreen and seasonal perennials in a variety of sizes and colors. Prepare the soil. Drought-tolerant plants often do not require rich soil, but digging in some compost will improve soil structure, drainage, and water infiltration rate. Strip the turf with a shovel, cover it with a sheet of plastic for a few weeks, or apply glyphosate, following directions very carefully. Well, now it's planting time. Remove plants from the containers and loosen the root ball so that it is not tightly wound. Replace the plant so the top of the root ball is even with the ground, and water immediately. Cover your planting area with 3 to 4 inches of bark, wood chips, or gravel to reduce the evaporation and suppress the weeds. And lastly, the maintenance phase. New plants, even drought-tolerant ones, need to be watered frequently. Once established, plants may need to be watered every week, sometimes every other week. Consider using drip irrigation. Occasional weeding and trimming will keep your strip looking healthy and attractive.
If you would like more information about this topic, you can contact us at extension.wsu.edu/Kittitas/gardening or find us in Facebook at facebook.com/mgofKittitas. Master Gardening Tips, Gardening Solutions at Your Fingertips is a community service provided by Kittitas Master Gardeners. Thank you for listening, and until next time.